I'd like to warmly welcome everyone to this Wednesday gathering, a live teleconference prayer and gratitude meeting hosted by prayerfulliving.com and open to all. We're delighted you've joined us as a participant in this spiritual oasis. For those of you with a computer, our web address for this meeting is prayerfulgathering.com. To hear previous healing messages, just click on the link labeled Wednesday Gathering Audio Archive on the prayerfulgathering.com webpage. Let's now sing hymn number 114. The topic of today's healing message is the Holy Bible. I'll be reading from the King James Version of the Bible and correlative passages from the Christian Science textbook, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy, the discoverer and founder of Christian Science. The Bible, 2 Timothy. From a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Romans. For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we, through patience and comfort of the Scriptures, might have hope. 2 Peter. Ye do well that ye take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Proverbs. My son, if thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom, and apply thine heart to understanding. Yea, if thou criest after knowledge, and liftest up thy voice for understanding, if thou seekest her as silver, and searchest for her as for hid treasures, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord, and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord giveth wisdom. Out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. He layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous. He is a buckler to them that walk uprightly. He keepeth the paths of judgment and preserveth the way of his saints. Then shalt thou understand righteousness and judgment and equity. Yea, every good path. Psalms. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Unless thy law had been my delights, I should then have perished in mine affliction. O, how love I thy law! It is my meditation all the day. Thou, through thy commandments, hast made me wiser than mine enemies. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than the ancients, because I keep thy precepts. I have refrained my feet from every evil way, that I might keep thy word. I have not departed from thy judgments, for thou hast taught me. How sweet are thy words unto my taste, Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, and a light unto my path. Thy righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and thy law is the truth. Luke. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature, and in favor with God and man. Now his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem after the custom of the feast. And when they had fulfilled the days, as they returned, the child Jesus tarried behind in Jerusalem, and Joseph and his mother knew not of it. But they, supposing him to have been in the company, went a day's journey, and they sought him among their kinsfolk and acquaintance. And when they found him not, they turned back again to Jerusalem, seeking him. And it came to pass that after 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions. And all that heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers. And Jesus himself began to be about 30 years of age. And Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee. And there went out a fame of him throughout all the region round about. And he taught in their synagogues, being glorified of all. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord." And he closed the book, and he gave it again to the minister and sat down. And the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. And he began to say unto them, "This day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears." Then he opened their understanding that they might understand the scriptures. Mark. And they went into Capernaum, and straightway on the Sabbath day he entered into the synagogue and taught. And they were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one that had authority, not as the scribes. And at even when the sun did set, they brought unto him all that were diseased, and them that were possessed with devils, and all the city was gathered together at the door. And he healed many that were sick of divers diseases, and cast out many devils. Luke. And a certain lawyer stood up and tempted him, saying, "Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?" He said unto him, "What is written in the law? How readest thou?" And he answering said, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy strength, and with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself." And he said unto him, "Thou hast answered right. This do, and thou shalt live." Acts. And the word of the Lord was published throughout all the region, and the word of God increased, and the number of the disciples multiplied in Jerusalem greatly, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind, and searched the scriptures daily whether those things were so. And by the hands of the apostles were many signs and wonders wrought among the people. Then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them. And the people with one accord gave heed unto those things which Philip spake, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. Many taken with palsies and that were lame were healed. And there was great joy in that city. And the next Sabbath day came almost the whole city together to hear the word of God. Luke, blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it. And from Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by our leader, Mary Baker Eddy. As adherents of truth, we take the inspired word of the Bible as our sufficient guide to eternal life. The Scriptures are very sacred. Our aim must be to have them understood spiritually, for only by this understanding can truth be gained. The true theory of the universe, including man, is not in material history, but in spiritual development. It is this spiritual perception of Scripture which lifts humanity out of disease and death and inspires faith. The Bible contains the recipe for all healing. The leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. From beginning to end, the Scriptures are full of accounts of the triumph of spirit, mind, over matter. Moses proved the power of mind by what men called miracles. So did Joshua, Elijah, and Elisha. The Christian era was ushered in with signs and wonders. The divine science taught in the original language of the Bible came through inspiration and needs inspiration to be understood. Hence, the misapprehension of the spiritual meaning of the Bible and the misinterpretation of the word in some instances by uninspired writers who only wrote down what an inspired teacher had said. The decisions by vote of church councils as to what should and should not be considered holy writ, the manifest mistakes in the ancient versions, the 30,000 different readings in the Old Testament, and the 300,000 in the New. These facts show how a mortal and material sense stole into the divine record, with its own hue darkening to some extent the inspired pages. But mistakes could neither wholly obscure the divine science of the Scriptures, seen from Genesis to Revelation, mar the demonstration of Jesus, nor annul the healing by the prophets, who foresaw that the stone which the builders rejected would become the head of the corner. Acquaintance with the original text and willingness to give up human beliefs established by hierarchies and instigated sometimes by the worst passions of men opened the way for Christian science to be understood and make the Bible the chart of life where the buoys and healing currents of truth are pointed out. In the author's work, Retrospection and Introspection, may be found a biographical sketch narrating experiences which led her, in the year 1866, to the discovery of the system that she denominated Christian Science. As early as 1862, she began to write down and give to friends the results of her scriptural study, for the Bible was her sole teacher. But these compositions were crude the first steps of a child in the newly discovered world of spirit. Before writing this work, Science and Health, she made copious notes of scriptural exposition, which have never been published. This was during the years 1867 and 1868. For 3 years after my discovery, I sought the solution of this problem of mind healing, searched the scriptures, and read little else, kept aloof from society, and devoted time and energies to discovering a positive rule. The search was sweet, calm, and buoyant with hope, not selfish nor depressing. I knew the principle of all harmonious mind action to be God, and the cures were produced in primitive Christian healing by holy uplifting faith. But I must know the science of this healing, and I won my way to absolute conclusions through divine revelation, reason, and demonstration. The Bible has been my only authority. I have had no other guide in the straight and narrow way of truth. I have demonstrated through mind the effects of truth on the health, longevity, and morals of men. And I have found nothing in ancient or in modern systems on which to found my own, except the teachings and demonstrations of our great master and the lives of prophets and apostles. The most distinguished theologians in Europe and America agree that the scriptures have both a spiritual and literal meaning. Metaphors abound in the Bible, and names are often expressive of spiritual ideas. In Smith's Bible Dictionary, it is said, "The spiritual interpretation of Scripture must rest upon both the literal and moral." And in the learned article on Noah in the same work, the familiar text, Genesis 6:3, "And the Lord said, My spirit shall not always strive with men, for that he also is flesh," is quoted as follows from the original Hebrew. "And Jehovah said, My spirit shall not forever rule or be humbled in men, seeing that they are, or in their error they are, but flesh." Here the original text declares plainly the spiritual fact of being, even man's eternal and harmonious existence as image, idea, instead of matter, however transcendental such a thought appears, and avers that this fact is not forever to be humbled by the belief that man is flesh and matter, for according to that error, man is mortal. The one important interpretation of Scripture is the spiritual. The spiritual sense of the Scriptures brings out the scientific sense and is the new tongue referred to in the last chapter of Mark's Gospel. Our missionaries carry the Bible to India, but can it be said that they explain it practically as Jesus did, when hundreds of persons die there annually from serpent bites? Understanding spiritual law and knowing that there is no material law, Jesus said, "These signs shall follow them that believe. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover." It were well had Christendom believed and obeyed this sacred saying. Christian Science separates error from truth and breathes through the sacred pages the spiritual sense of life, substance, and intelligence. You can prove for yourself, dear reader, the science of healing, and so ascertain if the author has given you the correct interpretation of scriptures. Jesus said, "Ye do err, not knowing the scriptures."